Terrell Suggs told us today in the conference call that you've been torturing him for years, all the way back to USC to Arizona State, and your record against the Ravens is pretty good as a starter. What's your observations of him, first coming back as fast as he has, and just playing against Baltimore, a team you faced a lot and had, as far as wins and losses, a lot of success against?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing he's playing. I remember when it happened, I remember thinking, all right, great. You know, that sucks for Terrell, but he'll be out by the time we get out there to Baltimore. And sure enough, he was playing 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think, against Houston. I mean, that's the type of guy he is. He's an extremely hard worker. He's going to come back early, and just when you doubt him, you know, he proves people wrong. And played against him for 15 years now. Phenomenal football player, phenomenal against the pass, and phenomenal against the run. There aren't many guys that are great at both like he is. I don't know if there is another one that's as good as he is at playing both. But as far as playing against Baltimore, it's always an uphill battle. You know, their numbers aren't statistically where they normally are, and they've had some injuries, but they're still 6-2. They're still very, very good at home. Their crowd is phenomenal. They make it a hostile environment to come in and try to communicate and play. And you have to play great. You can't play okay and go in there and win. You got to play great for four quarters and put together a complete game if you want to get out of there with a win. It's difficult to do there.
How different are Ray Lewis? How does that change?
I don't know. I've never played against him without him on the field. And I played against him, I don't know, 15 times, 16, 17 times. So I'm not sure. I mean, they are prepared for the future with some good young players behind him when he does decide to retire. But, you know, you're talking about a Hall of Fame, maybe one of the best linebackers to ever play. So, obviously, you know, they're lacking, you know, without his leadership on the field. But, you know, they've always drafted very well. There's very good players behind them. And, you know, you, like I said, you got to go in there and play really well.
How do you feel physically after the
No, you don't. I mean, whether you throw 30 passes or 60 passes, I mean, you throw 150 before the game and then another 50 during the game, just getting warmed up between series. And, you know, on Wednesday, Thursday practice, you throw a couple hundred balls. So, you know, that's not an issue.
With the running backs banged up, do you anticipate another day where you're going to have to throw the ball quite a bit?
Yeah, I mean, you got to adjust to you know, what your health is of your team, but you know it's a team that's had some you know yards rushing on them, especially the last couple weeks, and you go back and look at some of the game film and the Kansas City game and just a handful of games where teams were able to run the ball on them, which is very odd. You know, I've never seen that before in my career. So there are some things we want to take advantage of in the run game, but you can't be one dimensional at the same time too and just go in and throw it. So we gotta figure out a way to you know, get Darren back as quickly as possible and have a selected or maybe limited game plan for him or Marcel or whoever it's going to be back there.
To have eight straight games where you scored in the final 2 minutes of the first half, and I think it's 40 points that you've scored, and then in the previous top quarter, I think you have 6 points all year. How do you reconcile it? Does that make any sense at all?
No, it doesn't. I don't have an answer for you on that. You know, it's when we're in 2 minute mode, we've done a good job of you know, feeling like, okay, you know, we've always felt because we played poorly in the first half, you got to score on this drive. It's, you know, it's kind of go big or go home. You got to score. And we've done a good job scoring, but we got to continue to get better, you know, before that 2 minute mark.
Brandon Myers got his first two career touchdown passes this past Sunday. What's he meant to you in the passing game?
He's just always on in the right spot at the right time. You know, works extremely hard and understands the game. Very smart football player. Understands the offense, understands his role, and knows how to get himself open. But extremely reliable in the run game, in the pass protection game, setting up routes, and obviously finishing with a catch and getting in the end zone like he did last week. Just extremely reliable, and you know, he's created some really good mismatches for us over the middle against linebackers.
I think more than half of him, 20 of his 39 catches are in the fourth quarter. Is that a guy you feel you can trust in that time when you really need it?
Yeah, I have a ton of trust in Brandon. You know, we've thrown the ball probably a lot more in the fourth quarter than we have in other quarters. We've always kind of tried to come out and establish the run. But just, you know, he's a playmaker. He's a guy that makes plays, and you know when the ball's in the air, he's going to go either go up and get it or knock it down, and he's done a good job of that.
McFadden and Goodson are out Sunday. It seems like Taiwan Jones is in the mix. What are your impressions of Taiwan so far this season?
I feel like I've been waiting forever. I can't wait. You know, he does amazing things in practice, and he's by far the fastest person on the field, and he will be the fastest person on the field on Sunday. And not that you want to see guys get banged up, but I'm excited about the opportunity he's getting. I feel like, you know, since I've been here, I've waited for him to get his opportunity, and it just hasn't worked out, and here it is. He'll get his touches, and I can't wait. I mean, he's so electrifying. He puts his foot in the ground and goes. He wiggles out of hits. He wiggles out of tackles. Can't wait to throw him the ball, get him in the open field. He's so much fun to watch and practice. It's like I said, it's been a long time coming. Yeah, Marcel, it's great to see him. He had some big catches, big plays in the game, pivotal moments in the game. That's just the type of guy he is. You know, his number doesn't get called because of the position he plays. And it would be easier if he was a little bit bigger and he could play tight end. Or if he's a little bit smaller and could play receiver. But he's kind of that tweener guy, and he's so hard to put at a spot where he can get more balls. Because being a fullback, you're just not going to get that many opportunities. But he makes the most of them and makes plays, play after play, and he's going to have plenty of opportunities this week.
On the interceptions, is there like a read option thing with the receivers? Do they have an option of which way they should go? What's the reason behind the miscommunication where they are and where he's throwing the ball?
On the second one, just we're on two different pages. Bad communication on my part. The first one, a good job by the defense making a play to get in the backfield, and I should have just taken the sack on that and not try to get rid of it. Third one was a bad play. Period. Bad play.
So you're never going to blame the receivers?
No. It's when you play quarterback, you're the one with the ball in your hand. You got to make the right decision and make sure you're on the right page with everybody.
Those things you're confident you talk about with them and you think you'll get those figured out and it won't happen again?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time watching it on film. We've talked about it a lot. We've gone over everything, and bad things are going to happen. Games are won and lost on interceptions, fumbles, missed tackles, whatever you want to call it. But we're doing everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen again. And we've got a young group and a hungry group and guys that want to be in the right place at the right time and make big plays for us. And we'll continue to work and get better each week.
You've had a few games where you've fought back from double-digit deficits to have a chance to win the game and won a few of those games. What do you attribute that to?
We've got a group, a team that believes, that doesn't want to just quit. And a lot of times you see that in the NFL, especially as the season goes on. You get up on a team and you can kind of sense that, and we don't have any of that in this group. We've got a bunch of guys with big hearts that don't have any quit in them.
More quarterback draws this week? You're going to run the ball a little bit more yourself?
Yeah, I hope so. We'll see. All right, thanks, guys.